ladies and gentlemen. This is the Evening Intelligence Report. I'm Mark Kornke.
And I'm Henry Shively.
Uh-oh, we have Henry with us there. One day closer to victory for all of our brothers and sisters on and behind the lines in occupied territories west, southwest, east, and north. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to us on LibertyTreeRadio.4MG.com, IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, and we are on AM and FM micro stations, CB base stations, and UltraNet Hallmark and Golden Spike Technologies east and west of the Mississippi, along with Alaska. Good afternoon to our friends in the lower 49, the great state of confusion, which is the southwest and the western states, the left coast. Whoa, I got something going on here. Uh-oh, someone's playing games with the goodies on the other side of the table. We're also saying good evening to our friends in, well, good afternoon if you're in Alaska. Good afternoon if you're in the Kingdom of Hawaii and the territories, because it's really not quite dark yet where you are, that's for sure. Anyway, before we go any farther, today's date is Wednesday. It is Weapons Wednesday. It is the 9th of May. It is the 10th year of Open Fabian Socialist and Soviet Socialist Occupation of America with a K, 2018, Old Earth Calendar. Help me, Spock, help me. 2018, Year of Conflict, Year of Storm. And we've got Don there, I think.
You don't have Don.
We got Henry. Go ahead. What do you got, Henry?
Well, I'm feeling a little awkward, to be honest with you, Mark. Don called me and asked me, would I come up on this hour with you? And it's, like I said, it's awkward because today I announced on my program that I would not be broadcasting the intelligence report anymore on account of what's going on over at the micro effect, on account of what's going on in the intelligence report in advocating for voting. So I don't know, I don't understand it, but Don asked me and I couldn't refuse Don. He's always been straight with me.
So advocating what again?
Well, the voting thing, man. I mean, we've talked about this several times, and you know, maybe I'll just be the first. I'm not going to tolerate it anymore. These people have acquiesced for me all my life. And the vote today is, if you're voting in a foreign election, you're voting in an occupation election, and at some point in the ballgame, we got to quit tolerating people acquiescing for us, and that's where I'm at on this.
Well, like I said, some people will go so far, and wherever they'll go, as far as they're willing to go so far into one fight or another, if they're busy keeping the bad guys busy there, they're not busy over here with us.
Well, you know,
am I right, or do we need to free up more time for the bad guys by not taking advantage of anybody who's willing to get into a, you know, some kind of brawl with them in some way, so they have more time to zero or focus on it?
No, if we refuse to vote, I mean, just try to consider the possibilities here. If our main drive was, you know, and I not only refuse to vote, I'm unregistered to vote. There's no way I can be claimed acquiescing to what's going on here.
Right,
everybody who voted for Trump had to just completely remove themselves from the voters' rolls. I mean, even with the fraud and the foreigners voting, they would be down to, like, you know, between 8% and 10% of acquiescence for what they're doing. Tucker Carlson, on his broadcast the other day, he was talking to a fellow about this very same thing, because people, you know, this government isn't being trusted by the people. They're not doing what the people wanted. And he said that we give you the permission through our vote, but we're only talking about 25% of the population. Now, you split that down the middle between the Democrats and Republicans, which actually in the last election, I would have to say that the Democrats, or the communists, call them what they are, were at 6%. And I don't believe the whole thing, with honest voting, comes up more than 18%. And so if everybody in this country just said no, and they have the right to say no, because our Bill of Rights has been removed. When our Bill of Rights was removed, our common law courts were removed, where we no longer have the facilities to prosecute our lives and our authorities, we became without authority. Tell me how we can make a decision like a vote. It cannot be. We do not have the capacity, as we're not free men.
Oh, I understand what you're saying. And most, actually, I think pretty much most of the country, like I said, is already in this attitude.
There's a percentage
that are not going to... Well, here's one of the things that I've seen. And, in fact, we're at another point right now because of age. We get a lot of people that are up to speed on the very thing that we're talking about, okay? And we always have a new wave of people coming in, and no matter what, we can, as hard as you can try, it's like you're speaking Martian to a lot of people if you try to give them everything at once, and even if you try to give them baby amounts, they go cross-eyed, which I don't have a problem with anyway. I still throw everything at them. I mean, typically I do. And most, something sticks because they come back usually and say, hey, you know what you were talking about there? They may have heard that one part. They probably, you know, the rest of it was like me talking and being an adult and Charlie Brown, you know? Wah, 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 wah. But there's something that stuck, okay? And eventually that gets them on the path to where they go right through the whole process of everything that we've talked about where, you know, again, they're, you know, jury nullification is one of the last things that we still have. And even there, like I said, you just got to shut up, go in there, and do like the founders did just before we start shooting them. You can't go in and be honest anymore and say, oh, well, the way people thought they could be, which you really couldn't be because then they kick you off anyway, right? I believe in jury nullification. He's a witch! Burn him! Burn the witch! Which is what people would do, even people who supposedly were up to speed with the idea government's got a problem. So these people are going to be there. There's a percentage. You're never going to get 100%. You're not. I'm satisfied with the percentage we have for starting the war right now. I don't need any more. The only difference is that a percentage of the people will do so much. So I keep repeating, you're not going to get them to go farther than that until their ox is gored, their ass is burned, the house is razed to the ground, they kill their cats or stomp on their kittens, which happens eventually and then turns them into a real believer then. But in the meantime, there's a percentage, and this is the percentage where we're at right now with regard to those that are going to, you know, have an understanding of what it is that we're talking about to some degree or another, but still aren't far enough down the road to understand how far down the road we all are. Okay?
I owe them no leave to their ignorance at this point in the ball game.
But there's, no matter how we look at it, even if tomorrow we got our way, I mean, really, we're going to get our way at some point. I'm not going to go along with this idiot war overseas. Anybody? Who's going to go along with that? Now, you know they're going to try and pay police state in the United States when they do this. We're going to have to shoot them. Well, everybody understand what's coming on this?
I'm just saying, okay,
so there, most of the country is, and it's sufficient as it is. Now, I wouldn't mind seeing more and more people, and that they will. The problem with playing police state, especially once we get into a shooting conflict, is that the lames on the other side will always make massive numbers of errors over and over and over and over again. They will continue to be belligerent, arrogant. They are going to get in people's faces. They're going to stomp the cat. They're going to burn people's houses down who otherwise would have probably thought they could have stood off to the side and watched them tramp down the road and try to kick the snout out of us.
Good.
That's the only point where, that's what I'm saying. That's the only point where that percentage will wake up. And even then, about half of them will die simply because, in their mind, they won't want to wrap their brain around it because then you have the responsibility issue that's tied in with going down and finding them and kicking their ass for them coming down the road to try and kick yours.
I agree, that's the problem we got. But the issue goes way deeper than that. Now, I don't know if
The people are going to go along with this are going to have no choice. Look, think about it this way. The people that right now are going along to get along with most of this, if they stay in the country, and here again, like I said, the word deport is going to take care of that percentage you were worried about that are communists. There are others who are fellow travelers who are fakes on the other side, and that's something we've always talked about. They're going too. They're going to go either enjoy jolly old, Muslim-occupied England, or their asses. They're not going to be left on the continent. We're not sending them to Canada this time. Okay? But there's a percentage that are going to be in some lower point of the learning curve. And you don't get it all at once. And it'll happen all at once when the conflict starts. Once you get into conflict, it's A or B. There's no C. It's A or B, A or B, A or B, A or B. Right now, there's A, B, C, D, E, F, G, because there are people that are up to our level of our understanding. And it's like I've said, it's like any of the things where people's children are grabbed, okay? I don't care if you like Bob Miner. Everybody had different conflicts. I even, like I said, I'm doing this because I hate the people that grabbed him. I hate them. If you put a button in front of me and said, push it, kill them all, you wouldn't even get all out. They'd be dead. I just did. Be done, okay? But with the tools that I have, I have to throw what I can at them because we need to. Here's the advantage of this. Think about it. You may not like the person that we're helping, but there's a lot of other people that are opening their eyes because they're finding out what's happening to them, and therefore they can relate to the idea it could happen to me. This is the only way that some people will be converted.
You got it all wrong. It's not that I don't like the person you're helping. I don't like the reason he's having to be helped. Now, when I say that I'm ready to walk out that door and fight for my rights, I'm not bullshitting you. I will walk out there right now and live or die fighting for my rights.
Right.
He was a mouth. That's all he was. And that really has nothing to do with the deeper issue. Do you realize that, you know, just a few days ago, we didn't come up and you talk. I mean, I can't disagree with you. But the programming that follows you, there was a fellow who came up. He's given a seminar, I think, Friday night on the, you know, the Jews in this country, this is all a conspiracy against them. These people claim they're Judeo-Christianity, and they said that everything that we're saying about these Jews is a conspiracy against them, and it's all a lie. And this is what's being broadcast and what's being called Patriot Broadcast. They're trying to, these same people who did Bunkerville, Galice, and over to Oregon, these same people, these Bundays, and the same people like the Hammonds up there, who actually advocated for the BLM when it gave them exclusives to the land. These same people are now trying to come in, and they're calling themselves patriots. So they're going to come on to the Patriot Broadcast, and is this the measure of a patriot? I mean, today I heard a guy, I mean, they're calling it the Trump Coalitions. And I mean, this is what I'm seeing. And if this is not what I am, this is not what I'm going to fight for. I'm fighting for that Bill of Rights, period. I will fight for nothing else, because with it, everything else comes.
Well, I've discussed it. I just watched, right, me a chance to touch on some of the stuff I was just reading today that's being generated.
I would like to comment on the programming following yours on the micro effect that is Trump, pro-Trump and pro-Israel.
Well, you know probably that I don't listen.
I know, bro.
Do you know why?
Step up for Joe McNeil, and I would. I swear to you I would. I think you know I would. If it was truly for the cause. But I'm not, I'm seeing something bad here.
I haven't had a chance to listen to the program following because I'm almost always pressed at the moment. Even though I've got people waiting at the door when I finish the program.
It's not a single program either.
Okay. Huh?
It's not a single program. It is the programming. This is what I have my, this is my, in, where I have an impasse here. I mean, I mean, if Joe wants to call it conservative radio, I'll shut my mouth. If he wants to call it, Patriot industry, I'll shut my mouth. But he cannot call it Patriot Radio and have that on there because this is not what we're talking about, progressing the people. This is a regression. These are the people coming out of that are down there in California calling themselves the Jefferson Movement that want to take over the bureaucracies back down there. They just want this same government back. They just want
They want the it's what we've said. I don't disagree at all.
Are you asking me to back that, Mark?
No, I've just reversed. I told you before.
Get that satellite. That's what's going to be broadcast, brother.
I haven't had a chance to see or hear all that's been going on. I know we have a South African program. I'm serious. I only have so many hours in the day, okay? And when I get done with the 2 hours in the morning, it's right in the middle of the worst possible time, if you think about it. We were doing the program from 8 to 11. I do it from 9 to 11. Before the program, hopefully I get a little rest. Then after that, I'm on a dead run until we do this, the 5 o'clock block, and that's it. I mean, I'm doing something else. I may tag team the information base here. I do, because there are certain things I'm looking for. This is why the very subject you're bringing up right now is something we've warned everybody about, and I've talked about on the air here. And this is, you're seeing it. Guys, go to, hold on here a second. Let me do it this way. If you do, Blacklisted News, InfoWars, of course, you can expect it there. The communists are there, they acknowledge the communists are there, but all of a sudden it's, we gotta get behind the, it's the Trumps against, and no, that's not it at all. That's what they're trying to push right now. I said they would. Remember, they're trying to get us into their war over there on that side, and it's not our circus and not our monkeys, and that's not why we're going to be fighting.
But they're pushing it on the micro effect, which is Patriot Radio. They're not us.
It's on there. Okay, like I said, I'd have to listen to it and find and see what
is their company.
You have
individuals who have paid for airtime, Henry. You know how
right,
this works.
Is it also, call it an industry.
You're
that's
the,
what it is.
You're
don't
for the
call
Bill
it
of Rights.
Radio.
Henry, you're for the Bill of Rights, right?
Absolutely.
What's the First
okay,
Amendment?
Guys.
What's the First Amendment, Henry?
Anything else, Ed, not in calling themselves Patriot Radio. They don't get a beef for Trump and call themselves Patriot Radio because they are not.
What is the First Amendment, Henry?
Pardon?
The First Amendment.
Fifth Amendment.
No, I don't care about that, Ed. First Amendment.
Article 1 of the Bill of Rights.
First Amendment?
Yeah, the article. First article.
Congress
what is it?
Shall make no laws respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the right of the people to freely assemble or to freedom of speech or to freely assemble. It's a right of press. What about it?
Well, you're right.
The communists, these Trumpers, they got a right to their voice in calling
they've
themselves
got a,
patriots.
Yes.
They can't call themselves patriots.
Okay, number one is I haven't heard any of the programming, so the argument.
The other problem I'm having with what Henry's saying is it's like they can't call themselves American patriots, but patriot is
can't.
Not an exclusive
no,
word.
They cannot, because they are
I
not.
Just said they can't.
They are the very people that removed my Bill of Rights. They are the people that removed the common law court, removed the common law jurisdiction. These are the people.
Here's how this is going to... Okay, guys, stop it. Let me
definition of patriot it varies from
if
state
they
to
go
state where they're
and,
from.
If they want to go out there and call themselves conservatives and the Republican Party, which they
really aren't conservatives either. Okay, there's the problem.
They're communists.
We know they're the other shade of... The other shade, there's two shades of communists. One's got more of a pink rather than a blood red. That's just because there's a little more water added to the blood on the flag that they're bearing. But otherwise, what it is they're trying to get us to choose between Jewish Communist A and Jewish Communist Light. And that's really what this is. That's why I said, who's running Trump? Who was running Hillary? Both of them were Jewish factions and still are. And it's very obvious Netanyahu is running this country right now, okay? There's no doubt in my mind somebody's still trying to make excuses about that, okay?
Now, this fellow that followed you the other day, he backs it 110%, calling himself a patriot on what's supposed to be patriot.
Okay, now, well, first of all, this is something that we're going to settle across the board, guys. What happened at the end of the American War for Independence was acquiescence to try and bring the, quote-unquote, bring the country together, okay? Now, when we were more, when our states were solvent with regard to their borders, to a degree that was I guess possible because certain factions or elements that maintained the idea of individual sovereignty were able to maintain it. The damage to our country because of the permeation or invasion from outside that's been provided, you know, the roots being provided by the Washington, D.C., the District of Criminals, and the elements that are internationalists or private closed societies like the Lodge / the Masons, the Catholic Church is tied into this, and I know there's Catholics out there, oh, God, my God. Well, we all know this. Hell, the Pope right now is talking for disarming all us peasants in America. He just openly stated that yesterday, okay? That he wants all the guns. Only the police state should have the guns. Well, of course, anybody who's had papal rule and knows what being burned at the stake is all about will understand why he wants to go back to that, okay? This character, the loon you got in there right now. Now, on top of that, we've got the Jewish mob. And the Jewish mob is tied in and integrated through this, going all the way back through the depths of time. It's one part that they've tried to burn every book they can, but they can't because the names still keep popping up. And eventually, as you get older and you read more and you collect more, you know that that's true. Okay? This time around, there's no compromise on this issue. But what it means is that everybody needs to be talking about this. We're going to have a coalition with regard to the fight one way or another, but we're not going to drag ourselves over to the Trumpites. Those people are going to have to make a decision. They're going to have to make
it. No, there is a coalition, I know, because these same people, I mean, they've come on my site, and I mean, through the emails and tried to threaten me. They say, when this thing jumps off, we're coming to your house first. I say, what the hell? What are you waiting on?
Well, why? No, also,
I'm not going to wait around for no, I'm already at war.
With threats.
I'll cut your head off.
Well, with threats, here's my problem, and I, again, guys, me, even amongst us back and forth, I'm going to remind you again, we're so far away, we'll probably never see each other during this conflict unless we're fortunate at the end.
Well, they say the liberal lobby, this coalition does. I said,
well,
what the hell
the
you
people,
waiting on?
Okay.
Get over here.
Well, those people that are we're talking about, typically, again, the Jewish mobsters work on the one side or just like
no,
the other.
No, the Jewish mobsters. This is the Trump coalition.
Well, and a good chunk of those, one way or another, have either been indoctrinated by or they are simply what they're claiming they are and what they in reality are, two different things.
And they are broadcasting on the micro effect. I mean, this is my beef, bro. I mean, I don't want to be seen hateful or anything. You know what the respect I have for you. I came
right.
into this because of you.
I laugh at that, Henry.
No, guys, okay, hold on.
No, I'm sorry, Dad, I do. I laugh at that comment right there.
Really?
Because the first thing you did when he came up on the air here, Dad, is he attacked you for your program and then for the micro effect, which is not run by you. It is run by Joe McNeil. So if you have these issues with the broadcasting on the
no,
micro effect,
you're not hearing my issue, Ed. You're not hearing my issue. My issue is coming to the Patriots and saying this is a Patriot broadcast. We're going to all do this for a Patriot action to let these people
and
have
saying that's why you're going to stop broadcasting on the intel. Stop broadcasting.
No,
the
I put stop broadcasting the intelligence report because they're advocating for voting. Voting to me in a this country is occupied. We can all agree that we don't have no control of this. We can't.
We were occupied. Yeah, okay,
away,
guys, we were occupied for 10 years beforehand, and
so
proceeded.
We have no vote
before
so
the American
is only
okay.
an acquiescence to this authority that is illegal. It is
8% in the before Henry before the 10 years. You know, we've talked about this forever. The 10 years before the war, leading up to the war, we first thought we were going to fight in 1765. We still, in a very ghostly way, and that's the key word here, in a ghostly way, participated in government as it existed.
We
and the founders intentionally
people back then who participated with the British.
No, I think they. And this is part. Go read Dr. Warren's works. Okay,
Doctor. Who Dr. Warren is?
Okay, well, no, I mean read his books, the ones that get ripped off the shelves first. Okay, him. And many others like him talked about this very subject, about creating the illusion. There's two factions. The one that didn't necessarily want the war for independence are the ones who won out in the long, long run, and that's why they purged the books from the shelves. If we agree and we start adding to the inventory the fact that we had both the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists at the end, we had the exact same balance at the beginning.
Yep.
Okay, before the war.
Yep.
Now, many people who argued, in fact, this is what I've been saying, is they understood. I'll go along with the idea of petitioning the king. It ain't going to work. What? We're going to do it, but that's because it isn't going to work. Well, why are we doing it then? Because we're going through the motions. Well, what are we doing? We're building an army.
Yeah,
it's nice. Whatever they're doing over there is good.
I'm telling you right now.
This is exactly how we fought the...
Come up, these people on the micro effect are going to be advocating to go out and vote that Republican ticket because Donald Trump is our savior and everything is hunky-dory. And he's actually... They said it today. He's enforcing the Constitution. Mark, I called him. And I called him on the Constitution. They do not know what the Constitution says. They do not know what the Bill of Rights says. These are just slogans and buzzwords for them.
Buzzwords for the characters who are the plastic types that just like what happened, and I know where this is why we have to, the people will be amongst us.
Yes. This is not me. This is not what I'm fighting for. I'm not fighting so that these same people who run this country in the ground through the industries of the farming, the ranching, the logging, and the mining, these are the people who got everything handed to them. I'm not doing this so they can get back in power. They are the ones that threw the Bill of Rights away to the point that the communists could walk in and just take over.
Step one, they allowed all the other ranchers and farmers to get bit and hit one after another under the logic that they had a deal.
Yes.
Once all the rest of the people that made up the strength on the side that did count were gone, then they were the next target, which is something that we've talked about extensively. Now, the problem we've got is, I know what we're going to do. We're going to be changing the world if we have our way anyway. But with regard to the actions leading up to the election, we bounce back over it. The election. The idea is that we will continue with whatever facade is necessary and with the people that are willing to perform in it. I'm not asking everybody to do that. Most people, it wouldn't make
I'm
any difference.
I'm asking everybody not
it
to
won't
do
make
it.
Any
I'm
difference.
Asking everybody to remove their names from the voting rolls.
I'm,
if you care about this country, you cannot go out and participate in this.
Everybody that is up to speed has done that and is still doing that. I don't think there's any change there at all. The percentage of the people that, to a degree, understand what they understand, believe at this moment in time that that's the fight because it's what they can, it's what they have wrapped their
like I said,
experience
I don't,
around.
I do not owe them leave to their ignorance.
Yes, we have to teach them, okay, but in the process,
no,
again.
No, they don't want to teach. You try to teach them, they tell you, you don't, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the Constitution that we don't know anything about.
Right, I understand. No, actually, and as we said, the Bill of Rights comes first, and the Constitution is how you run things. It's not the chains upon government. The chains upon government are the Bill of Rights, and then the mechanism for operating the government while still keeping the chains on is the Constitution. And before that, it was the Articles of Confederation. We understand that, but most don't even know that.
Well, yeah,
this is one of the biggest problems I have. I've sat down with a lot of the people here, the ones that we're talking about right now that, for instance, are working on the election process. Well, they're hearing some things for the first time because they didn't hear everything we did in the Patriot Movement in the 90s.
When I
or for that matter,
today,
even in the
odds. Their answer to me was, you know what their answer to me was today? What had I ever done for this? Had I been out voting? I mean, come on, man. When do we end the charade?
Well, the only thing
they
I
don't
can
want to hear what I have the, to say. They do not want to
Henry,
learn that Bill of Rights. They do not want to know what that Constitution means and how it works. They don't have a clue. It gave women rights, and it gave minorities rights. Really? I mean, really?
The problem.
Mark.
In order for you to get other people changed, you're going to have to be more patient with them.
I would back you on the microphone. I back all of that. But I'm not for these people. These are the same people that were in Galice I saw, the FBI agents. This is the 3%ers. This is the Oath Keepers. These are the Tory militia. And they're on, and I don't care if Joe wants to run them. That's his business. But don't call it Patriot Broadcasting because it isn't. It's an attempt to build a business or something. You want to sell some airtime? Like Ed said, you got every right to, man. I agree with
you. Hey, Henry.
Just don't call yourself.
Who would you replace them with, broadcaster wise?
That's why I'm broadcasting
yet. wait. Who have you cultivated from your group? I mean, you have all these people who post stuff on your website. Who from that have you cultivated to come up to be
they
a voice?
They need to step forward. Who do I owe?
I can go through the list of people that I have tried to deal with.
My blood spilled in this fight. I owe nobody nothing, man. But they do owe.
No,
me
I'm not.
Nothing.
I'm not saying you owe anybody anything. You're talking about dumping broadcasting because you don't like what's there. Okay,
I'm not talking about dumping broadcasting yet. No sense.
Yeah, you are. You're dumping
away.
The microfax broadcasting because
yourself.
You don't like what it,
no,
what
no,
it
no,
is.
No, no, no. Just quit calling yourself.
Come up
patriot.
With something. No,
because
I've always
patriot.
Said this. Come up with
what
something.
What you're broadcasting
and
is enemy propaganda. What you're broadcasting is Tory propaganda. Period.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Hey. I get you, brother. What you're talking about, you know, it's like death by a thousand cuts. You don't just have one front, you have many.
No, you have people that are acquiescing and going along with the occupation because they're really on our side.
No, they're not necessarily, they're maybe up to speed to a degree, and they're not necessarily, if they're voting, are they in any way, shape, or form agreeing with the other side? In their mind, they understand, they believe that that is part of the fight, and if that's the best that they... If that's the best you can do with them until you can get them to the next level, you use that energy.
I'm not going to get them to the next level because my voice is going to be silenced and theirs is going to be amplified. This is a takeover. I know exactly what
well, okay,
the,
I know, that's one of the... Okay, hold on. Now, you've already know what
this
I've said about...
hijacking, Mark.
Guys, you know what I've already said? I've warned about with the Tea Party thing. You think I'm ignorant? I'm not ignorant of that.
But that's what's happening,
the
right?
The Tea Party...
You're not watching
well,
it. You're not listening to it. You
no, I understand
Mark.
We have one program that I'm going to have to... I'll have to listen to because I can't judge it until I hear what
it's
they're saying.
It's not one program. It's the new programming. It's not just one person. It's Tuesdays.
Okay.
With connecting the dots. It's Wednesdays with Radio. Radioactive Wednesday. I've heard it on both. This is the Trump coalition. They have bought their way in. They're trying to push this stuff. They're running Ryan Bundy up in Utah. Now this other fellow is running in Michigan.
Okay, whoa, wait,
this
back up here.
Part of it.
Okay, hold on. You're jumping ahead here. Okay, Ryan Bundy's on too.
Ryan Bundy's running for governor up in
no,
Utah.
No, okay, no. Is he out? You said
he's
he was
talking
on
talking about the elections now, Dad, not the programming.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Well, he probably
same subject again.
Yeah, that's a different vet. That's you're talking election process. You're not talking about programming on the micro effect.
He was asking
programming
you to
is promoting it.
Okay, well, that's going to happen. Okay, how many times do I have to repeat this about my perception of what was going on with, you know, to what degree do they understand what's going on or what are they interested in listening to? Now, the Bundy situation, different story. I already told you, as far as I'm concerned, there was a royalty versus the, you know, royalty with the peasants around the outside operation. Everybody understands that, right? Yeah, you couldn't walk up. You weren't allowed other than a certain audiences. And part of this was the attitude that they didn't want everybody, you know, traipsing through everything and just a big, you know, throng around the house. Okay, I'm sure the women didn't want that. And so we had this separation with the Praetorian Guard. And I told you before who I believe those people were. They weren't, didn't have anything to do with the rest of the people that showed up. Okay, there were many different factions there.
Okay, Mark. No,
and I accept that. I accept and have no problem with that, considering the overview now with regard to how successful we were, and then of course how we saw success. success snatched from the hands of victory with, you know, I should say failure snatching.
These people who are close friends with the Bundys, and they've had the Bundys on their programming. Now, they said the other day that the showdown in Bunkerville, that was the Bundys and their rancher friends. And I've never seen a Bundy hold a gun. The only man I ever seen out there hold a gun was Lavoie Finnegan, and he's dead. Now these Bundys, and also the Bundys gave the credit to the Las Vegas Metro for seeing a peaceful end to it. One of the other fellows said that the protesters came down there in that gully, and the BLM, they were so kind-hearted, and they didn't want to hurt nobody. That's why they left.
Who said that?
On that, the programming, I'm talking to you.
Okay, who said that?
It was one of the people close to the Bundys. I mean, they talked to him every day. They even had Alvin Bundy on the broadcast.
Didn't Larry Pratt say that on a program?
What was that?
That the feds left because they didn't want to hurt anybody?
Yep.
That's probably what the Fed's saying.
Guys, I know enough about Larry's demeanor, and he understands completely what's going on. And pay attention, because he's as facetious as I am sometimes, okay? Got to understand that we use unique terms, okay? But we're being sarcastic. Okay, pay attention to that, because I can be very deadpan and sarcastic in the process, okay? And Larry's pretty well the same demeanor I am when it comes to, we understand full well who the bastards are and what they're about. There ain't nobody that he has any love for in the feds any more than I do.
We'll give Larry
I'm just going to tell you that.
But the lawyer
now,
on that broadcast, I don't give him that leave.
If he's a lawyer, and again, we have allies that are lawyers that don't want to be lawyers right now and are planning on probably changing their job.
He's a proud lawyer, Mark. He's a proud lawyer.
Right. But, God, people.
And the lady that's running this program I was talking about this morning, she ran for Senate down in California, and she just left. She was just up in Washington D.C. She's getting together with this black coalition, Frederick Douglass coalition, and they're joining for the Trump coalition to bring people across this, to bring the blacks into this Trump coalition movement across this country. That's what's being broadcast, brother.
Oh, I know. I can see that, because I know that's not a surprise, because I've seen that theme from the InfoWars end. That demonstrates that there is a coordinated effort. If you pay attention, like I said, we got a Kardashian. What is it? Basically a Kardashian that was so important that we had to do day after day after day. Not we, and I'm again being facetious. I mean they were doing day after day broadcasting about, look, this black guy with blue eyes, He really loves me a lot. He's with us. He's like, oh, man, and all the other guys are hating on him, so you got to love him. And it's like, first of all, he's an actor, okay? And he's still a human being like anybody else. But first of all, he's an actor slash I don't know what. And the fact that I saw that theme in several other areas simultaneously means that it was a coordinated effort from whatever elements or factions are out there talking to each other. And that's
coordinated, and it's coordinated through the Bundys, and it's coordinated
through the coalition with
Maggie Rose, this whole coalition. This is the same people and a few politicians out of Idaho. These people are coming together, and what they want back is that they want it back to the republic that they created and that they control. They want all the bureaucracies in place. They just want control of them.
I know Maggie Rose. I don't agree with everything that she says, but I'm going to say you're wrong about that, Henry. Just from
how am I wrong, Ed?
I don't think it's coming from the Bundy end.
I need to know how I'm wrong.
It's
here.
Not coming from the Bundy end to them. It may be coming whoever else.
The Bundys are there on their broadcast saying it, too.
No. What I'm saying
is
it's not coming from them. It's coming through whatever group they're with. Hey, think about it. Reverse this. There you go. It's who they're in conversation with that is part of the greater group.
They are holding seminars together, Mark. It's not in conversation. They are acting as a united front. They are holding seminars. They call them the Red Pill seminars and stuff. They are coming through acting like they are us. And what they are pushing for is this Trump coalition. And I would still like to know, Ed, where am I wrong here?
I didn't say you were wrong. I was
talking about.
What I was asking is you're taking off the micro effect. I don't have a problem with that. I don't rebroadcast you anymore
because
we clash back and forth so much. Okay.
Okay.
What I was asking you is you're not rebroadcasting them because you don't like what's going on there. Well, okay.
Correct.
What are you doing to fill the void? Sit there and say
nothing,
you don't want to educate.
That's going to step up for that Bill of Rights. I don't want to hear what they got to say because they're for something else.
That's fine. Okay. Well,
we need to promote more people and get them up on the air. That's my point. It's like, okay, I'll give you an example. The Budding Revolution. We only have to do 1 hour a day for that program. It should be live every day. There's a dozen people that could step up, and some are saying, well, some family's sick or whatever. It's like, wait a minute, I'm doing 5 hours a day. Granted, we get
conversations. Dad, you haven't talked to Joe, and you don't really know the situation.
No, I'm not talking about Joe. I'm talking about the other people I asked to step forward. My point is, guys, you don't have to do an hour. If everybody did part of 10 minutes of an hour, you could even tag team the thing. It would be the neatest thing. We did this once in the 90s, and it really worked out well. We had a lot of fun with it, where we actually took each broadcaster and had them come up for 2 hours, and as long as they could stay, 10, 15 minutes they stayed, then they left. And everybody said, well, are they coming back? No, he's done. He's done for the day. And the next person would come up, and we actually successfully ran a one-hour program and then a couple of two-hour programs like that for a little while. In fact, we even did it to demonstrate the strength of our networks.
I understand Henry's frustration where he's coming from. He's past the point of wanting to educate people. But this is something I've said over and over again. You've got to constantly educate people to bring them up because otherwise, if we are not educating other people and bringing them up
to our level,
you end up with programming what's like
people.
On
they
the microphone.
They want to educate them into the
okay,
Trump
guys,
thing. They
perfect.
Want to join me into the Trump thing, and it's not going to happen.
Okay,
you didn't even listen to what I said, Henry. So the people who are with you on the word from the trenches want you to become a Trumpite.
No, the people that are broadcasting on the
I'm not talking about the people
patriots.
On the micro effect right now. I'm talking about the people who
are
in your camp.
To hijack what we have worked 5 years for, and it ain't going to happen.
You haven't been working for it because you haven't come up with any replacements for it.
Oh,
you haven't cultivated anybody else to come up other than listen
to
you.
You know when I came up to do this was when Mark gave it out the call. I stepped up and I did it, and I did it 100%.
I know you did.
Here we are today with this impasse because this is not going to be changed into another Republican movement.
Well, let me ask you a question, Henry, okay?
Fire.
And it's the same question I've been asking you this whole time. You don't like the programming over there. You don't like some of the people on my network. I don't get along with everybody on Liberty Tree Radio either, but I've got them up there, and I've got them putting up different points of view. Everybody knows I clash with Craig, and I clash with Mike from Arizona.
Everybody clashes with Craig at one time or another. It's just a Craig's like the Romanian of our organization, I think. I'm just telling you my experience.
But on top of that, I've also brought up Oz or Joshua to do a couple of different programs now. Now he's doing the TechCom Hour on Wednesday, which is going to be right after this one. I've also been brought up Randy, who doesn't always go along with us, but he talks about the medical marijuana end of things and the benefits thereof and of the veterans, which, again, I'm sure you wouldn't like him one bit either, because he talks about voting and he thinks Trump is a good guy too, but he's a traitor.
He's a traitor to my people. He's a traitor.
Well, He's been opening his eyes up because of the things that Trump has said, and then he's turned around and backstabbed on the issues that he's addressed.
He's retarded, because if you ain't figured this out by now, you ain't gonna.
That's why you don't have any replacements for you, Henry. When you're
okay,
gone,
guys, hold on here. One of the things,
step up and do it.
Okay, let's stop right here, because this is something, and we're talking about building an army that is going to have to be an army with our perspective. How are we going to do that if we don't teach them?
That perspective is the Bill of Rights. It belongs.
That's my point. That's my point, is we are going to have a regimen in place.
At some point in the ballgame, we got to say you're either for us or you're against it. You can't read that Bill of Rights and know it's being violated, that it's been removed from me. I'm not going to suffer on while you think about it. I'm done.
Some people are not where we are, and they will be. They are
then
going to be.
They're mildly retarded, aren't they, Mark? How stupid do you have
I
to be
agree
to
that
this?
The, no, they haven't been exposed. At some point,
Henry,
all of us.
You were with the Constitutional Rangers, weren't you? You went to jail over that, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Were you mildly retarded then? Because it took you this long into your old life to get
your butt
in gear?
Right up to the day I went to jail, and I didn't get no lawyers. I didn't act in the Admiralty. I fought the fight that I was talking about right up until I walked through the goddamn doors.
You went right into that Admiralty Court, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I did not go into that Admiralty. They never got jurisdiction over. They wanted to give me 5 years in prison. They gave me 40 days. And when I filed a judicial review with the Oregon Judicial, they gave me one sentence back. Judge Knips enjoys complete immunity because they couldn't answer. They couldn't answer my filings because they were correct. And they were correct.
And you're still filing in an Admiralty Court. What did you expect to get back?
No, I didn't file in no Admiralty Court. I refused the Admiralty jurisdiction. My papers were filed correctly with the proper headings. They couldn't answer them. They said in court they couldn't answer them. I never wavered an inch. And I asked for no help from nobody.
I'll repeat again that you're going to have different people that are at different points because
they're not at different points, they're going in a different direction, Mark.
The world yet. We haven't touched everyone, and we haven't spoken to everyone.
Oh, if I you can't in my life, I'm 50. I'll be 50 years old this year, and I'm not going out like old Whitmore, and I'm just not going to stand in my yard. I'm tired of this.
I fully agree.
Anybody who isn't ready to fight now is a coward.
No, if they are not knowledgeable, it's not cowardice, it's ignorance.
And then I'm
ignorance is dangerous as long as.
I already said
okay,
that.
At a given point, just like what we saw happen with the revolution, there are many people who were up to speed to a degree, others who simply were not. Although they knew they were being burned, a percentage stayed Tories and we deported them, and that's really where we are. We're almost at the point
These
where
people are coming up and claiming to be experts of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They don't know what it says. They are trying to lead us in a different direction because they want to turn this into the new Republican Party. Once again, let's vote and play this game onward into the future.
Well, the other thing I've heard is anarchy. And we have several people. We have several people who preach anarchy over and over again.
I don't preach anarchy.
Oh, I know you don't.
In this country, this law. But the problem here is there is no left. There is no right. There are no conservatives. There are no liberals. There is the law or there is not. And then right now there is not. If the law is in effect, none of it matters.
You're going to have to, and I'm going to have to be teaching for the rest of our lives. And we're not going to be, no matter how frustrated we are, the bottom line is there are people that we have not touched.
I'm done teaching.
I'm still going to be teaching the old Irish.
No, it's time to go out in the streets and say, you vote, you step up and acquiesce for me for this treason, I will beat your ass down. That's what it's going to be before the fighting starts. I think you got to know that. We got to say no more.
I understand the no more, but there are...
We don't need to be fighting with people who will be on our side.
These people aren't going to be on my side. They've never been on my side. These are the same people. These people that are on this broadcast are the same people that cut the roads off to my public lands so that they could have an exclusive on it with ranch hunting and this ranching scam, this whole big ranching scam that's gone across the Northwest. I watched it happen in my lifetime. These very people are the ones that are broadcasting on the microfic, the people that were in my face.
So they run the programs, or it's friends of theirs that are on the program?
They run the programs. Now, I mean, if you want to go listen to them and then judge me then, that's fine and dandy. But you can't tell me I'm wrong, because I'm not.
I'm not judging you about not rebroadcasting them. I don't have a problem with that. My problem is that you're cutting it off, and then you're giving nobody an alternative. You're giving nobody an alternative but your voice.
That's
your
right.
voice is the lone
right.
voice
you're
of
right.
reason.
Guys,
and
no
only people should
there
listen
no
to Henry Shively.
You will step up. Yeah, you damn right. Yeah, you will step up and you will back that Bill of Rights, which you have been had your way for all these years, and I've lived with the consequences. Yeah, you're right. You damn right. I put my foot down. You will back that Bill of Rights. You're a goddamn traitor, and that's all there is to it.
Or you are
I
a traitor.
Agree with that.
And that's enough.
And that's enough, because that's what
it is. But I disagree with, again, most of the people and
the
even
education.
The ones, the characters that we're dealing with, and I have no idea, again, this is from an angle because I have not had time. I wish I had 48 hours in the day.
If you're going to come on and ask us to back it, you better know what it is, I think.
Well, I'm going to have to check on the rest of the programming, but I would not doubt that there are other people who have come up because we're looking at probably trying to do like we did.
Specific agenda, and it's a specific group of people, the same group of people that were at Bunkerville, Galit.
Well, Henry, I'm going to ask you again, where is the group of people that you have put together to counter this coalition? Where is the group of people coming up and taking airtime from these people? Because if there were people coming up to take airtime from them and step in and fill in these places, there wouldn't be people like that on the micro effect.
They had a couple ladies. They had that Phyllis, and what was that other gal's name? Charlotte? You know, them two ladies, they were figuring it out. They were right on the ball. They were bringing it home. I had respect for them. And they got taken off, and these people got put on. Tell me about that, Ed.
I don't know because I'm not...
You don't know, do you?
No, I don't
okay,
know
wait a
minute. I don't
okay,
run
stop.
Joe's network.
Okay, which... Well, who
could
are
be another
talking?
Reason why
stop,
they're
guys,
off.
Guys, stop. I need... Okay, which... Sharon and who?
What was her name? Charlotte and Phyllis. You talked to Phyllis today.
Phyllis all the time. Well, I don't know if
Phyllis
was taken.
No,
wait a minute. Phyllis wasn't
no
taken off, as far as I know.
She disappeared and these people appeared. I don't know.
Well, Phyllis, no. Phyllis had to move. You might have
schedule
noticed that
probably changed.
Phyllis had to move and has been tied up
Charlotte,
with other
Charlotte
things,
right
and the other
on,
person
Charlotte
was
to come on there and tear it up. She knew what was going on. She
I agree, but I think both of them were in the same boat at the same time. That's why they came on. When they were
well,
off
I
the
mean,
air.
If you can't average, if you can't put up anything but the enemy's propaganda, I guess. What, I mean, you do what I do, and you put nothing up.
And that's part of the problem, right there.
Well,
if you do nothing,
guys,
that's as well as acquiescing, Henry.
It's exactly what we did.
No. You're saying that this Tory propaganda is better than nothing, and it ain't.
No, I'm asking you. I'm asking you for an alternative. I didn't say.
I did.
What can we do to make the micro effect better?
No, my point is...
I asked you, what else can we go to listen to?
Guys, what have I been saying here? This is one thing. People are going to... If you're a little shy out there, I'm going to tell you right now that you have the ability to do broadcasting. This is where our problem is. But if belligerents, or if they expect to be attacked, if they say something, belligerence isn't going to get motivated to step up.
I have no respect for you, Mark, but I stepped up when you asked me to, and I gave it 110% right up to today. And when Don called me, because Don has always made sure that he was always right with me in the end, no matter what happened, I did this because he asked me to.
I'm going to tell people, go back and listen to the day Henry left the intelligence report in the archives. It's on Spike's broadcast. I'll get the date for you if I can by Friday, the way he left LTR.
When who left LTR?
You, because I asked you to finish out your hour, and you told me that because Don Betcher controlled the intelligence report, that
you
were done doing LTR.
I had that beef with Don, but you know what? Don called me at my home, and he talked to me, and me and Don settled it between us.
Yeah, and you never apologized to me or, hey, you might have settled it with Don, but you never settled it with me, dude.
I don't owe you a apology.
You told me that Don runs at Liberty Tree Radio and that I jackboot to Don's, whatever Don says, and Christian Wright. That's what you told me.
No.
That I push my religion on the air all the time.
I tried to call you first. You were on them numbers I hardly could ever get through to, and that's the truth of it, whether you believe it or not.
And when I tried to talk to you on air, you bailed.
I bailed. I stepped out because I after all the work I had done, I mean, man, I was treated like that. And you didn't step up to back me, producer. You didn't even step into the fray until it was already a real problem. And like I said,
I don't listen to the micro effect anymore.
I got no beef with Don because he called up and things were right.
No, you only wrote a court martial against him, and then you threw it out afterwards and say, oh, it was just satire.
No, it was over Judeo-Christians, the same thing this is over, Ed. It was over the Judeo-Christians, just like this is the Judeo-Christians over there at the micro effect pushing this agenda to put themselves back in power, and it ain't going to work.
Well, guys, here's how it works. We are at the top of the hour, and for everybody out there listening...
You tell me that wasn't a good program, Mark Gorky.
We still have a lot of... I disagree with, like I said, several points, but it's not going to do any good. We're going to end up fighting. We are going to end up having to educate right up until the last minute, just like
we can't stop.
We had to demonstrate, and we had to petition right up until we pulled the trigger. And we did not vote to pull the trigger in 1775, and we're not going to vote this time around for it either. But up until that point, there are people that will go so far. The conversations, as I've said many times, that led up to the War for Independence on April 18th and April 17th were properly, I wish they were, but they weren't properly recorded because everybody was on the edge. Everybody was a breath away. But you know, not everybody out there. Well, we tried everything we could, but it obviously means they figure that we're weak or whatever. They're going to come out. They're going to do what they're going to do. It's the same situation we're in right now, and I don't have any problem with it, but we're still going to be educating people right up until the last minute. Plus, here's the thing. We have to practice what we preach because, one, we are training our armies, our people, for what they're going to be doing, both in war and in peace. We're going to have to continue to educate. We're going to have to be, in fact, just reinforcing what we're doing because I won't say we've forgotten, but we've stored more than most people will ever remember, ever in their lifetime, or a dozen lifetimes, or a dozen people that are probably out there that we would stand up against if we had to debate or talk to them about this subject. But we are constantly going to have to be educating, and we're going to have to stay in the conflict no matter what, right up until we're shooting them. And when we shoot them, then our objective is to utterly destroy them. And we won't even hesitate. We won't think twice. I won't even feel bad about it. In fact, I'm going to be feeling better with every probably trigger pulled. I know that. I think everybody does. Everybody's to the point. All the things that we see that are wrong are so horribly wrong now that
that's my point.
It can't be fixed. Well, and again, I would call a spade with any of these people that are just like what happened with the Tea Party. The Tea Party they're going to do something new and different. Well, who slid sideways when they figured there was a machine available? The greasy creatures from the other direction. We'll take care of that. We're going to deal with that. But in the meantime, we have work to do. And we got to get out of here. God bless our republic. We shall prevail, ladies and gentlemen. The empire is on the run. Hurrah. Take the time, people. Organize armed equipment. Train as militia. Read. We have to read. I pointed this out. One more time, guys. Go read Atlas Shrugged and tell me where you think Donald Trump would fit into the book. He sure as hell ain't Mr. Reardon, and he sure as hell ain't any of the good characters. But he's straight, man. He fits the one. He fits the.